You're now part of Davy Fitzgerald's background team. Colin Smith has been around a lot longer than that.
31 years doing this type of work. So yeah, around a long time, probably gone well by my sell-by date. But I met Davy about probably nearly 4 years ago now, when he first took over Wexford. And the man was very tired, he was exhausted. And what we discovered was he had sleep apnea. It was great to be able to reverse that. And one of the great things about
Which
Davy,
I have myself, actually.
Yeah, so it's people often, he was on the CPAP machine, and people often think that's it for life. Again, it can come a lot from sinus, bronchial, a lot of acids. All of this causes that pressure at the back of the throat. Davy went back and got retested in Vincent's Hospital to prove that his sleep apnea was gone completely. So I was delighted that he achieved it, and delighted that he went back and got the all clear. But it is very much, there's a lot of people more than ever suffering with it. As you know yourself, it's a horrible thing. You feel so tired during the day because you're not getting proper sleep at night time, and it's quite dangerous if you're doing a lot of driving. So it is, but it is possible to reverse it.
Has this given you a new insight into sport? Because traditionally, I suppose, you mightn't have concentrated on sport, but it's given you a new insight into what we would consider guys that are at the top of their peak fitness.
It was more intense, maybe. I know I've worked with Irish dancers in the UK, and we've worked with different athletes individually, but it was very interesting to see the whole backup team, how it works for Davy, how Davy gets it to work. What was fascinating was, for the first year, I'd be in his house after the matches. All the information would be passed on to him, all little video clips of what the lads did well, what went wrong. And Davy,
GPS stats, of course.
And Davy would sit there for maybe 2.5 to 3 hours. At the end of it, he'd have maybe 4 to 6 full caps pages of all his notes for each individual. And when you'd see the amount of work that went into getting that information to him, and then for him going through the information, and as I said, it could be 2 o'clock in the morning after a match before he'd be getting to bed after going through all that information. And what I really liked about it was, we always, maybe what you should have done better, and then he would always have, and what you did well. He'd always have the balance, you know, to give the feedback to the players.
Because everybody does something well in the game, and of course, by the nature of sport, everybody does something silly, or it doesn't go for you. Some days it goes for you, some days it doesn't. So what was your objective when you came in then to work? We're looking at purely from a sports angle, Colin, because we assumed that somebody would go to you as ancient like myself or has a problem or whatever, but that's not the way it is at all.
No, we deal a lot at the moment with young athletes, and one of the biggest things we come across with young athletes is adrenal fatigue. Because they're doing so many sports after school, the level of the GA has gone up so much. Their adrenal glands, their adrenals sit on top of their kidneys. They're the master gland.
Just explain adrenal glands, Colin, because everybody listening might know.
They're only the size of a grape, but they sit on top of the kidneys like a little cap. Produce stress hormone, but they also produce growth hormone. An awful lot of young children are starting to suffer with adrenal fatigue, so their body is not producing enough growth hormone. In severe cases, it can actually stunt their growth.
I mean, what happened to me, Colin?
I know, me too. We're both in the same place. Again, when you get the adrenal glands right, it takes pressure off the thyroid, and their body has more energy and they feel a lot better. But it's where a lot of athletes can be absolutely brilliant when they're maybe 14, 15, 16, and when they hit 17 or 18, they can't perform. And we find a lot of that comes back to adrenal fatigue. So it's something we're very aware of. Working with the Wexford hurlers was fascinating, and one of the biggest things was getting them off sugar. They had so much, like Jaffa cakes, jelly babies, fig rolls.
Standard item now in dressing rooms.
Yeah, they are. Where, like, the guys were,
they shouldn't be there, Colin.
Shouldn't be there. Too much sugar, too much acid. And remember, sugar will give you a burst of energy for about 10 minutes, and then your energy level is going to run into problems. And what we wanted was, if for the year we worked with them, to be able to finish matches strong. That was the whole thing. So at halftime, they had a particular drink that created nitric oxide, it's key gold. Then they had a particular type of protein that builds muscle without even exercise. And they would have been on dried fruit, they would have been on oranges. Their halftime was completely different. And fair play to them, in January, when the weather was tough, Davey was pushing them hard, went through a detox, which was pretty tough, and they did it. Very proud of them, how they all actually got stuck into it.
Well, let's go into the room and let's see how you get on working on my feet, Colin.
Now, Colin, you have me up here with my legs up in the air and you're working on my feet.
You're used to
what's the idea, Colin?
You're used to having the feet up, I think.
Yeah.
What it is reflexology. It's a very powerful way of understanding the person's overall health. You're able to check out every nerve from every part of the body finishes in the feet. Some are direct nerves and some are called reflex points. And you're able to detect sort of how the liver, how the kidneys, how the sinuses, gallbladder is functioning. It gives you a good foundation of a person's health, what's working well and what's knocked out of balance.
What benefit is reflexology to somebody that's playing sport that you would imagine that are probably 100% fit? Maybe people are certainly 80 to 100% fit to play it.
There's some common things we would see with athletes. As you said, they're very fit, they're very healthy, but sometimes they can be lacking certain minerals. One of the biggest things is their digestive system, because they train so hard, their digestive system maybe hasn't got high enough hydrochloric acid for breaking down protein. They're not producing enough digestive enzymes for breaking down all types of food.
So I might be the silly one here and ask you to explain digestive enzymes to people that mightn't understand.
Yeah. When we're born, our muscle tissue is full of digestive enzymes and we can nearly eat anything and get away with it because the muscle will release the enzyme to break down the food. And when we get to about 16, 18, around that age group, our body uses up all the enzymes it has stored. So now it's relying on our organs to make enzymes. It could be the liver, like for breaking down alcohol, the gut. So when we get to the age of maybe about 38, 40, the production of enzyme really decreases, so cooked food becomes more difficult. But sometimes athletes, they've been training hard maybe for many years of their life, maybe from the time they were 14 15, and when they get into their 20s, their production of enzymes drops. The body can't make enough enzymes, so they might be eating lots of protein, but they're actually not able to break it down and get it into the muscle or where it's meant to be. And that's why you can often see athletes, even on the Wexford team, they're amazing athletes, but if you look at their muscle tone, it's weak. With all the training they do, they never get actual proper muscle tone, and that can come down to poor digestion. The protein, they're eating lots of it, but it's actually not being broken down. It's not being distributed into the body. Their muscle tissue never gets as firm as it should be. That's where we see a lot of athletes. So we often get them to take a certain type of enzyme with hydrochloric acid to get the digestive system back into balance. It's not forever, but just to bring the whole digestive system back into balance, and they start to absorb all their food better, vitamins, minerals, but especially their protein.
How is this related to recovery? And of course, first of all, Colin, it doesn't apply just to the elite athlete, it applies to anybody that in any form of running or even recreation sport.
It does, yeah. Right across the board for all types of athletes and all types of sports, it plays a vital role. The thing is, if an athlete has, say, a good dinner, but they're not able to break it down and digest it, well, then it's only partly digested. And it means then that food is going down into the bowel that's not fully digested. And this food sits in the bowel and it literally starts to decay. So now they get acids leaking back up through their digestive system and it ends up back in their muscle tissue.
You have me scared now, Colin.
With other people, it will turn into a form of arthritis called gouty arthritis. So everyone knows gout, like in the feet, but you can have gout in every joint.
Yeah, we've always heard that gout comes from rich food and red wine, is that right?
That's it, but poor digestion, is the key to it as well. So with athletes, if this is happening, they're storing acids in their muscle tissue, that has a huge effect on recovery. So when they train hard, their body doesn't respond as well as it should. So the next day they feel their muscles are tighter, you know, lack of flexibility, and it takes a long time for that to go out of the system. So digestion is super important.
Now, as you examine my feet, you can tell all of this from just examining somebody's feet, Colin.
Right here now, you initially when you
don't
came,
give away how poor a condition I'm in.
Initially, a couple of weeks ago when you started coming, one of the big areas was your digestion, where today we can go over it and it's not sore, but initially you would have felt that very tender.
It's like a boil, actually.
Yeah, that's it. Very, very sore, because, and that tells us that your digestive system was knocked out for a long time before you came to us. Where now today I can go over it and there's just a bare bit of pressure. There's no soreness, there's no resistance. So that gives me the indication now that your digestive system is back into balance.
And obviously it would stand to reason that if your digestive system is in 100%, everything else functions better, isn't it? Especially as an athlete.
Oh, gee, absolutely. It means you have no acids leaking into the muscle tissue. It means the food that you're eating is being converted into the energy that the body needs. So you're getting much more benefit. And it means then you can perform better and you can recover a lot quicker.
So in other words, for argument's sake, if it's Lee Chin here just sitting in front of you, he has the perfect, yeah. I'm using him as an example, because he has the perfect athletic body, anybody will tell you. But absolutely, that doesn't mean his digestive system is perfect, without giving any way secrets about Lee, but I'm using him as an example.
If you can see, he's the ideal sort of people. Some people store protein better than others. He's the ideal example of protein being absorbed really well in the system. Done Lee's feet, his digestive system was working pretty well towards some of the other athletes from the Wexford team that came up to me. So his digestive system was in a very good shape. So again, you could see that was one of the main reasons that he was converting the food, especially the protein, into muscle. And again, and everyone can see like how well he stores protein. His muscles are in a great shape. It's not just a look, but when you have enough protein in your muscle, it means your joint is being supported properly. So if muscle is weak, the joints are going to sit on themselves more and you're more likely for problems, say with injuries. And if you get an injury, it takes longer to recover because the muscle hasn't got the proper level of protein, so that the joint is not being supported properly. And that's where we get extra wear and tear or problems with our cartilage. So it's super important, not just from a physical point of view or an energy point of view, but also from protecting our athletes, that we have enough protein. When they get a knock, the body can recover quicker.
And the other great problem, it's not a problem, it's just a fact of life for the makeup of the body. The other great obstacle for athletes is lactic acid that builds up. That's what slows you down. It's not lack of energy, it's the lactic acid that eventually slows you down. And how do you handle that situation? When you examine anybody's foot, can you tell the buildup of lactic acid?
Yeah, one of the areas we would look at is the lymphatic drainage. It's just around here, the top of the ankle. And with people who are very dehydrated, you'll see a puffiness or swelling around this area. You can visually see it. Mm-hmm. And then when I touch it, it's quite tender. You can feel like a jelly effect if it's very weak. Now the lymphatic system, roughly, just about four times more lymphatic fluid and blood, but it doesn't have a direct pump like the heart pumps the blood around. So we're relying on low deep breathing down into diaphragm and water. Super important that we've enough water in a system. And so many athletes come, they are drinking a good level of water, but not enough. Not enough to clean the toxins that you're talking about out of the system, the lactic acid, the uric acid, organic acids, acid ash. All of these acids then can build up and cause sort of like stiffness, tightness in the muscle, low performance, especially coming near the end of a match. So sometimes we look at the level of water, and sometimes an athlete needs to increase the water level just for a period of time to get the lymphatic system working. So it's like you're creating a flood in the lymphatics and you're helping to clean it out. That will be a strong indicator. How are they storing toxins? Are they eliminating toxins quickly? We'll be back to the lymphatic system.
Well, I'm going to let you work on my feet and we'll come back to you then, Colin.
Yeah, perfect. That's great.